Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jefferson Intermediate School fifth graders Samuel Carlson, Benjamin Dothager, Maeve Swank, and Harry Tallman join us on today's program to talk about their class project with Meals from the Heartland. So we're here with fifth graders who were at the Meals from the Heartland project, packaging meals at the Capitol this past Thursday. First of all, what have you learned about this organization?
Meals for the Heartland is something where you package food for people all over the world who don't have the food that they need or the nutrition they need.
These ones are going to be going kind of around Africa and South Africa, and some of them could make it to Indonesia too.
So what are the things you had to do when you were packaging the meals? So the start to finish, what were some of the things of the process you remember?
First, we had like a talk kind of like how to package them, and we all had to put on hairnets. Then we went to tables, and it went, so we had to put a bag under this dome funnel, yeah. And we had to put oats kind of, then vitamin, dried up vegetables, and then rice, and then put them onto our weight people. They made sure it was the correct weight. I don't know what that weight was.
It has to be in between 370 and 390.
Yeah.
And if it was overweight, you'd scoop out some rice. And if it was too little weight, you'd have to scoop more rice in.
So why don't each of you tell me what you enjoyed the most? What was your favorite part about the day?
So what I enjoyed the most is knowing that the meals were going to people who needed them and people who just wanted them. And it was really fun hanging out with friends and talking and packaging the meals.
It was just fun being able to work with a team and also knowing that you could be saving a life.
Knowing that you could be saving a lot of people because they're either being malnourished or don't have enough nutrition that they need in the area that they're living in.
Helping people that aren't in our country or are in our country that need it more than we do, because we all have enough food to put on our table, but they don't.
The class itself raised over $4,000. What were some of the things you did to raise the money, each of you, whether it was a project you were on or other ones that you knew your classmates were on?
So what I knew that some of my classmates were doing was putting up bake sales and like lemonade stands to earn money, because everybody likes a sweet treat and everybody likes lemonade.
I don't know, my friend Corbin, he kind of helped out. I'm pretty sure, I don't remember what it was, but yeah, he helped out. He raised $100, so I kind of sat there with him because he's helping a lot more than a lot of us did. I kind of helped around the house.
I did services for people, my family and friends, and some of my neighbors that I know.
Well, I knew some people like took some of their money and just gave it to them, like donated.
How does it feel to know that you were able to help so many people yesterday?
Well, it feels really good because whenever I'm at dinner, my mom usually makes a nice big meal for my whole family. But knowing that they only have a couple like grains of rice and not very much food, it feels really good that you're helping people out and helping them living more than what they probably would have.
Well, I agree with Samuel because he is right, and a lot of people don't really think about how other people in the world don't have much food or clean water or any building materials or clean clothes. So some people in the world actually notice that and would help out to anyone who has to deal with things like that.
I did notice that, really, when we were doing the packaging. I kind of hope for others that we packaged it for, that I hope that they don't die of starvation and that they all get meals that they need.
I understand it that, like, they have to, like, they're, like, it's just, like, if they get one meal, it's just, like, they're really, really thankful for just one meal. Like, one meal is just, like, everything to the world to them.
They're, like, constantly, oh, no, I'm hungry. No, when's lunch? And they're, like, when's our first meal? It's kind of selfish. I don't really think about other people until, well, I wouldn't say that for everybody, but, yeah.
Until they actually realize that they have more than others. I agree with Benny and Harry because we watched a video before starting the Meals for the Heartland's activity, And that was showing all the people who were gathering around the food truck that was delivering the food. There were so many people just wanting to get that food because they had no food at all. And they were all just, like, so upset when they left. And they were all trying to get as much food as they possibly could, but they couldn't carry all of it.
Do you think this has motivated you to help others in the future? Do you want to do projects like this or maybe other volunteer efforts? Do you think this is going to help you maybe find some other projects to do?
Yeah, it'll definitely help me. Like, if, like, you end up having, like, a major invention, then you don't just keep all your money. You can donate it to charity and for Meals of the Heartland so they can package even more meals than what they hope for the other people.
Once again, those were fifth grade students Samuel Carlson, Benjamin Dothager, Maeve Swank, and Harry Tallman discussing their class project with Meals from the Heartland. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.